program is presented by the Nerdy Show Network. Geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by a comic shop. Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination, and with the generous support of listeners like you. To learn how you can support this and other fine geek programming, visit nerdyshow.com.
Welcome to Dungeons & Doritos, Nerdy Show's epic tabletop role-playing podcast. Hi, I'm Cap, and I play Jamel Adala Egbert III, Mistress of the Steam Tunnels.
Hi, I'm Colin, a rogue-like, not a rogue-light, but a rogue-like Gleeman named Bartholomew Elfgar Gleeman.
Come on, you're rogue-light if I ever heard one.
Hi, I'm Lefty Lucy, and I play Lefty, the Pirate Queen.
And I am Rule, and I play incidental characters who die usually by the end of the episode.
And also, you're the Game Master.
That too.
And with us, we have Doug from Ghostbusters Resurrection.
Hey, I'm Doug.
Now, last episode, we, the players, the normal cast of Dungeons & Doritos, didn't know where Doug was going to be in the story.
Yeah, but you guys decided to take several detours.
Apparently, you had an open invitation to show up at any point
but
in the story.
But it was too good to step in into your private conversations. Like, excuse me, where's the bathroom? Like, you know what? Sorry, I hope I don't bump into you again later. Like, it would have been awful.
That conversation just kind of had a mind of its own, and It was going everywhere except...
I was enjoying listening, so no, Yes. Please, continue.
So in the nature of us being able to resume Dungeons & Doritos monthly, one thing we've discovered as well, we want to be as consistent as humanly possible, so we're going to find openings in which we can make shorter episodes in order to get them out monthly. And, we'll expand as available, but we want to make sure that we're not stopping the D&D train. It's never going to stop.
Can't stop, won't stop.
Mm-hmm.
It's also thanks to them, Cap.
You're right. It is, without question, because without you guys, we wouldn't be doing this. And without your generous and incredible support on Patreon and just your moral support in general or your ratings and reviews on iTunes, all that makes us be able to keep doing what we're doing. So, suffice it to say, we're still crunching on the same chips as last time. The Doritos Mix Taco Explosion, Doritos Mix Cheese Explosion, Original Taco Style Doritos, White Nacho,
Wild White Nacho,
and Cheddar Supreme, as well as the Hot and Sour Tacos from Japan.
Best Doritos ever.
We've had a lot of Doritos. Is that for real?
That's for real. Like, this bag is the only one that I have demolished ever. It's gone. Like, that's why I was so quiet last episode, is because I was eating the whole time. I missed so many good comebacks because I couldn't stop chewing.
We're murdering this taco over here.
Yeah, thanks again to Jade Numi for providing us with the sweet, succulent, original taco Doritos, which are impossible to find in Florida.
That's the other reason I didn't jump in. For the first half hour, I was just eating these.
Well, you got to get over that. You got to shake that loose. We're gonna hear some Doug in this episode, right?
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Okay.
Woo!
This is the part where I stop eating.
Okay.
Right after this last... All right.
You can talk with your mouth full.
Oh, okay. I'll do that then.
Yeah. Just remember that don't drink and then talk, because that just gets messy.
So before we kick this off and get back into the adventure, let me just say again, as always, you guys' support is absolutely paramount to Dungeons & Doritos continuing. If it wasn't for you, we wouldn't be here. And this dumb joke that turned into a long-running audio drama with original score and sound effects would not exist. If it wasn't for you guys freaking out when the show first started, we wouldn't be here at all.
And I wouldn't be eating these awesome Doritos right now.
That's also true.
And you also birthed a beautiful friendship because I wouldn't get to hang out with you if we weren't nerding out all the time over D&D.
That's true.
That is true.
That's a very powerful thing.
And then we go and have these touching moments and then go for about an hour with dick and fart jokes.
And we wouldn't be able to share these dick and fart jokes and innuendo and touching moments of...
People touching.
without your support. If you go to nerdyshow.com/support, you'll find all the ways to give back to Dungeons and Doritos and, in fact, all the shows in the Nerdy Show Network via one-time donation, subscribing to us on Patreon, where you can get all kinds of cool perks. Even $1 or $2 will get you a ton of D&D audio perks, including a non-canonical episode. $5 will get you even more, and there's all kinds of other stuff in there. Check out all the perks. All that money goes back into these shows, makes them happen. And if you can't afford a subscription... You probably still buy stuff on Amazon, so follow our Amazon links, and you will give back to the network. If you bookmark our Amazon link, then it can be your only portal for buying Amazon, and therefore give back to Nerdy Show constantly, and buy Doritos on Amazon. And if not all that, well then, you could at least rate and review us on iTunes, let more people know that Dungeons & Doritos is awesome, they should check it out, or just, you know, go on Reddit, or talk to a friend, and try to hook them into Dungeons & Doritos. It would mean the world to us. As it means the world to us that you guys are here, that, you know, you care about these insane stories and that we're able to have a reason to get together and have a ton of fun together. So thanks for having fun with us. And now I'll kick it to Galdap, who is the very essence of not having fun at all.
When last we saw our heroes, Barty Gleeman was drenched in another man's blood. And they weren't even having intercourse. Whoa! But seriously, folks, Galdap will be here all week at the Hocus Pocus House of Hilarity. Your one-stop shop for nightly wizard comedy. I'm a prop comedian. My only prop is the thing that flops. That's right, it's Galdap Jr. I'm a penis. The views of Galdap the Wizard do not represent the views of Dungeons and Doritos, but simply a contractually obligated appearance at the beginning and the end of the show. Tune in next week. Wait, nope, it was the intro of the show. There was a flying boat. They were in the Northland, and, somebody called the Wambulance because Barty's a crying baby. Yep, that's the intro. Make sense of that. Good luck, pal. You're going to need it.
Jamala, can you roll a wisdom?
Oh, boy. Do I have any modifiers on account of how stinking drunk I am?
I am applying the modifiers.
Oh, good. D12.
Drunk Jamala!
What's up, girlfriend?
What a time!
I love
shiny
you.
Dressing!
Oh my god, I love you so much, and I love dresses so much!
I wanna dance!
Oh, you! The Northland is playing any music?
They will make music just to watch the dancing.
You! Play some fucking music right now!
And Lefty starts dancing with abandon.
I rolled 12, Game Master!
Then roll it.
Booyakasha! 10!
Okay.
We should meet Doug at this party.
No. We're not doing the party.
Oh, okay.
This is the next morning.
Oh. Okay.
Wait. It's morning up. Am I still partying?
That's the what you guys just exchange you just had was the last thing you remember. You know when you get so drunk that it's like something happened and then you woke up the next morning? That's what happened.
How's my head?
Oh, it's thundering.
Who did I wake up with?
We're going to get to you as soon as Jamala crawls out from underneath the three guys she's laying with.
Holy shit.
Oh, shoot.
All right. Picture this. The first thing I notice is that it smells really beefy. And then I notice that it's really scratchy. and my head's buried in the armpit of this most burly man I've ever seen. So, even though there's a horrific nightmare of pain in the back and the front of my skull, I shimmy out from under him and find my head placed softly upon the firm buttocks of another fellow. And as I'm sliding out from between these two gentlemen's, only to find myself perfectly nude and slippery, I fall face first into the abdomen of a chiseled washboard and realize that I'm kind of achy, you know, down there. And I roll giggling on the floor, but every giggle hurts. So there, and that's what happened. What do I see? What the fuck was that wisdom roll for?
Just to determine how many men were going to show up at this thing. At some point, you had to cut yourself off and say three was enough. Okay, so Lefty, what did you do last night?
That's what I want to know.
Roll your wisdom.
Which one is that?
That is a D8.
Two.
That's what you rolled, was a two? I was expecting more for some reason.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so was I.
So, you wake up and see Jamala standing up naked, groaning a little bit as she walks, swaying, out from underneath one of the guys.
And I'm just across the room?
No, you're in the same pile of bodies.
Oh, okay. I was like...
I think we had a good time.
I think so. I need to stretch. Ugh.
Didn't she already get stretched?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Jamal and Lefty, high five.
As you're walking out, one of the guys looks up. Maybe tonight?
If we come back alive.
Three of the scouts are outside as you guys are finally dressed and sober enough to walk out. Greybeard's with him, and he introduces to you one of the larger men, huge guy with an axe. This is Bogo.
Buy one, get one?
That's what my parents named me. I have a twin brother.
They're going to take you over, well, along the route. You'll come near where the Berserker gang live, and one of Bogo's men is going to retrieve Barty for you. Bogo is, I guess you could call him your bodyguard, and the rest are scouts. So make it so that you at least get close enough to the dragon's bed alive, and then from there it's up to you. Is that understood?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Do you guys need a few minutes? You look like southerners who had a night in the Northlands.
No, we're good. We're good. Let's get our little puppy body and get him on a leash and then
need him. You don't know what I. You don't know that I'm a puppy.
No, I wasn't there. I don't know what bitch names they called you, but I know what bitch names I call you.
Oh.
Oh snap!
So Barty wakes up naked. Everybody wakes up naked today.
Good day.
He wakes up to the sound of the iron bars opening up and one of the Berserker gang throwing him his clothes and his gear and then walking out.
I slowly gather my stuff and put it on and walk out. Do I have any recollection of what happened last night?
Very vivid nightmares. You have a memory of having nightmares, but not the actual nightmares.
What kind of nightmares?
I just said that. You don't know. You just know that
I just remember that I had a nightmare, but yes. I don't know what. Okay, yeah. I'm with you. Awesome. All right, I guess I'd grab my gear and head to Jamala and etc.
Okay, so the head Berserker gang that you spoke with yesterday, mm-hmm. He smiles as he sees you walking out. Rough night. Rough, rough, rough.
Ha ha, ha ha, I guess you could say that.
Well, you're going to that town to kill the feast that made you?
I will.
Maybe we'll see each other there.
I hope that we do. Maybe we'll meet each other, we'll meet each other in the fight, if we're both still alive.
Yeah. We're going to be alive. And he shouts back to the group something in his own language, and they all start laughing, and you can see them actually preparing. Like, they're not working out like they were the night before. They're actually sharpening weapons and fixing armor and mending things, and they're just preparing. So that's as far as that really goes.
Nice. All right, well, I guess I clasp hands with him, and thank you for keeping my friends safe from me and telling me what I need to know. I will not forget your kindness.
Get the fuck out of here.
That's what I was looking for. And then I smack him on the ass and
because you don't turn around, you don't see the expression, and you just keep going right out the door. And You know the way back. It's not that hard, and you still have some lingering senses available to you, so you can almost follow your own scent back. Mm-hmm. When you encounter the party of Jamala and Lefty, both looking the worst for wear.
Hey, party.
Hey, looks like you guys had as fun of a night as I did.
Lefty just looks at Jamala and then smiles a little.
How's our little werewolf party? And I tickle him in the belly.
Jamala, it's not something for you to be joking about.
Oh, sorry.
When you do tickle him, you do notice that there are cuts on his shirt that weren't there before. And there's blood stains, like, on his shirt. Whoa. There's no wound or anything there.
I wriggle a finger through one of the holes. Did you get stabbed? What's going on here?
Well, I did, and it healed. I guess I've got a story to tell you, but I'll tell it to you later. We have things to do. I need to go back to the town.
What town?
With the evil things. I need to find
Doritoden? You need to go back to wait, why?
I need to find the creature that did this to me.
For vengeance?
I will only be able to control it. Well, actually, yes. For vengeance. And once I have defeated that monster, I will be able to control my abilities. Until then, I am a liability.
Oh, well, that's going to be hard. Maybe Palaver can help you come up with something a bit more of a permanent solution than that.
Don't look at me.
Oh, is Palaver there?
Yeah. Well, how else were you guys going to deal with them?
True. Yeah. Makes sense.
Well, so we have till next full moon to get this sorted, party?
Well, I mean, I can take as long as I need to take. It's just that I will be uncontrollable the closer that we get to the full moon. Right now, I am more in control than I was yesterday. However, the closer that we get to the full moon, the more uncontrollable I will become. And the more of the beast will come out of me.
So, theoretically, if we had our own flying ship, we could get to Doritoden faster, right?
Yes, and is that not what we are heading out to find these dwarves for?
Okay, I just want to make sure we're on we're still on the same mission together.
Oh, yes.
We're not running off to go deal with werewolf things alone.
No, that has come and gone. And who is this fine strapping lad?
Is he talking to me? Okay. I'm Bogo. I'm your bodyguard today for a while, if you know.
He has a brother.
Yeah, my brother. Yeah, he's a berserker too.
What's your brother's name?
Dogo.
Wait, so Bogo, you're a berserker?
No, he's Berserker Gang. He's lucky.
Well, then what is his animal? What's his spirit animal?
Camel bird thing.
A camel bird?
Camel bird, I don't know.
Oh, all right.
A camembert, like that elven cheese? Greybeard's still there, right?
No.
No, he's gone?
He's hanging out the village.
But my brother doesn't talk to me much, I really don't know.
Oh, that's fine. My question is this. What are your skills there, pal? What do you got? What do you got packing?
Well, there is a giant axe that's strapped to his back that is pretty much a dead giveaway.
Mm-hmm.
That he doesn't chop wood with it.
And I try to, like, I got an axe, and, like, I try to grab it, but as I try to grab it, I just spin in a circle, trying to get it off of my back.
Oh. But, well, I got an axe, I just can't get it right now.
Ah! So it's clear that you need a little bit of assistance there. So might I give you a little bit of help, Bogo?
I know what you're doing.
I said, yeah, my arms are too big. I can't reach right now. But yeah, okay.
Right.
Thanks.
Yeah, yeah. So if I was just to
my face is buried in my palm,
right on your shoulders. If I was to ride on your shoulders, I could, you know, help you out, get that axe anytime you need it, and then, you know, I could help you, you could help me.
Oh, Barty, you and your uppies.
Hey, listen, I like to have a nice, you know, frame of field. What's going on? What do you say, Bogo?
You're
going to
carry my axe?
No. You're going to carry me, and I'm going to unstrap your axe whenever you need it.
But I'm already carrying my axe.
Right. I just flick it off for you so you can get it, Bogo.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. Sounds good. So just help me up onto your shoulders.
So I pick him up and I carry him like a baby.
Hey.
Because I don't understand what he's wanting exactly.
I'll take it. This works for me. I just, you know, kind of just pat him on the chest. Yeah. Thanks, Bogo.
Obviously, Palava's looking at us like, this is some insane shit. And I just tell Barty, we started walking. You are a disgrace.
Hey, I had a rough night. It's nice to be held every once in a while.
So, as you're walking and Barty's being carried, you guys have at least two days of travel.
Priorities, people.
So, Bogo's swaddling you and you're...
Every once in a while, I'll just pet him on the head.
Yeah. So, Jamala, as we, I guess, go down the path, what happened to... Actually, yeah, Bogo, do you have a nice little blanket you could wrap me in? That'd be nice.
He's getting swaddled.
Yeah,
now.
I'll swaddle him with like the tattered cape that I would normally have covering the axe and I'll wrap around.
Yeah, a little Barty burrito there. That's nice. Now I feel nice and cozy and calm. So, Jamala, what...
He's a grown crow man, looks like a baby in this guy's arms, and he's just trying to carry out a conversation like at head level, like with them walking at head level, it has to be.
Yeah. So Jamala, what happened to you know, our good old friend Black Pepper Jack? Did you find him? Did you kill him? Or actually, did you tie him up ready for me to kill him? Because we can come back and I can take care of him.
Well, I think Shovel Guy's gonna cut off his legs if he sees him, but we didn't find him.
Wait, what? You didn't find him? What do you mean you didn't find him?
He wasn't on the ship. Where were we supposed to look?
Well, where is he then? Did you not send any scouts? Did you not send somebody to go find him?
We don't run this place. No, they don't care. They helped us go to the ship, and that is it. They did not know. No one knows where he is.
If he's not going to that ship, that mustn't mean that he went along the beach. That mustn't mean that he must have gone off. You should have sent for me. I have skills now. I can track this guy. If I can smell anybody, I can definitely smell Black Pepper Jack.
Barty, you were indisposed. Unless last night was some kind of resort vacation for you.
Last night would have been a great night for Black Pepper Jack.
It was raining all day yesterday, so you wouldn't have had
all the sense gone.
Bogo has had... His face has been scrunched up for the past minute or so of you guys talking, and finally he just says, "How does a shovel guy cut someone's legs off?"
Slowly. Dully.
"He's real good with the shovel, Bogo. You'd like him. He's like... Oh, he's deadly with a shovel."
That sounds awful.
Oh, what a tender heart. So I guess we just do... How long is this trip going to take?
2 days.
Two days?
2 days?
Yep.
Are we there yet?
Don't make me turn this campaign around.
I'm going to kick the front seat.
Jamala, I'm just letting you know that this is on you. This Brody is on you, friend. And so I'm just letting you know that the next time that I find Black Pepper Jack, he will die by my hand. It will not be any kind of merciful interaction. It will be to the death.
Hey, Barty. Okay, here's the deal. I don't care. I don't give a shit. I don't care. But you know who does care? Your princess. She cares a lot, it seems. She entrusted us to him, and yes, we treated him like some kind of prisoner. And maybe we shouldn't have done that. Or maybe we should have done that. Either way, I don't care. That's your problem. That is 110% your problem.
Excellent. I'm glad. Very glad. Because when it comes to it, you will not get in the way.
No, I won't. I'm sick of hearing about it. I've been hearing about it for an entire month, Barty, and I'm sick of it.
Excellent. Well, carry on then. Bogo, onward.
I'm still carrying you. How do I carry you on more?
Oh, boy. I just, you know, kind of snuggle into my Snuggie, and I just kind of trying to take a snooze in the crook of his arm.
He's sleepy now. He tuckered himself out with the berserker gang. He got all tuckered out.
If you sing me a nice lullaby, I'll go to sleep even faster.
You want to draw the creatures of this world out to us? Shut up, Bogo. You just keep swaddling that stupid baby you're holding.
That little wimpy baby, he thinks he had a rough night.
Right, so how many days has it been until we're attacked by something, probably?
That was a two-day-long conversation.
Oh, boy.
Just here, fast-forwarding.
I'm really sick about hearing of it. I'm really sick of hearing about it. Yes, that's the one.
So you guys are looking across a stone field described by the Northlanders as the Dragon's Bed. And it is a field of geysers.
I assume very hot.
Well, yeah.
Stinky geysers?
No, not stinky, just hot, almost randomized. Like, if there's a pattern, you're not seeing it yet. But it's a field of essentially just cracks and holes that are just spraying out hot mist and steam. It looks very much like a dragon snoring.
And how often is there a hole in the ground?
What do you mean? You mean...
Maybe like every few feet? And there's a lot of geysers.
Well, they're coming out like vents, like cracks in the rock and stuff as well. So they're not just like round holes. So it's obviously a natural phenomenon, not a mystical one.
Sensing anything weird.
Yeah. It's just a nice, stupid way to explain a rather scary looking place where big, burly men are dying.
I would like to roll detection.
Okay.
8. Actually, so as a sidebar, do I have like what like with my powers and shit, like do I get like bonuses and like are they closer to the moon or like you know what I'm saying? Like what was it that I need to, how do I know what my things are? You know what I mean?
You don't.
Like my new skills.
Yeah, you okay. Don't. You,
because I haven't been trained.
Right, and you right. don't control this thing yet. So mm-hmm. It kind of just starts taking over a little bit more the closer you get to a full moon.
Okay, so you'll just, I will give you my normal yes. rolls, and you can decide whether or not what
yes.
that means.
Yes.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sounds good to me. Roll 9 detection, so I can smell things. I rolled a 9.
You smell like hot sulfuric water.
Nothing else no. besides that? All right.
And this is more like, you're in a valley. It's actually kind of like a narrow chasm. And this is apparently the only path to where the dwarves are supposed to live.
All right. Well, then I just, I don't, do I smell any dwarves? Do I smell any no. Northlanders?
Well, yeah, you smell Northlanders. You're hanging out with them. But you don't smell any
yeah,
others.
I guess I, all right. Well, then I snuggle into Bogo. I continue to snuggle into Bogo's, into Bogo's arms.
It's like, wake me when we get there.
Yeah. The other Northlander scouts start to, after they've rested a while in this spot where you guys are kind of staring at everything, they start to gather their stuff and head back.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Wait, did they say they were going to do that?
No Northlanders go further than here. This is a bad spot. Many, many Northlanders died here.
Yeah, but they don't have to today. We're here. We're going to kick some ass and walk on through.
I don't know. Hasn't been done in a long time.
I'm gonna look at the guys who are leaving. Seriously? You're just gonna, like, chicken out? You're not gonna be like, oh, I'm a big, brave Northlander, gonna go, walk on through this deadly valley.
They shout something, like, and they have, like, an odd-looking face, like, a questioning face on, expression on their face, and they shout something over to Bogo, who replies back in the same language.
He says there's no point.
Okay, alright, well, fine. You're sticking with us, right, Bogo? You're not a coward.
No?
Aw, come on. Oh, Bogo, come on. Hey, listen. Bogo, buddy, I need somebody to help carry me. I mean, who's gonna carry me if you're not around?
This is a good point. Who's gonna carry you? Who's gonna carry him?
Exactly.
You two aren't big enough to carry Barty.
Jamala, I mean, I need
you. You're gonna
to
leave
carried.
Your friend here? I'll make him my new friend. He's gonna be my new friend. I'll carry him.
Yeah,
how could you leave him?
You keep him. You keep him by your side forever, Bogo. He's yours now.
These are your friends?
You have our blessing.
They would leave you?
Ish. Yeah, they're friends, ish.
You dumb little bastard. We wouldn't even be anywhere near this place if it wasn't for you.
She's so mean.
I know, Bogo. She here's the deal. She has just a... She, you know, you see all those scales? It just makes her have a scaly exterior. She has a posture and have this whole big act about how she's, you know, mean and, you know, but really deep down, she's a pretty nice, they're both very honorable and nice people. But we have this, you know, ongoing banter back and forth, you know, it's joking. It's a joke. It's a joke, buddy.
I don't get the joke.
Well, you know what? Hang around with us. Carry me for long enough, and then you'll get the joke.
Lefty and I have already walked on. We threw it down the path while they... Whatever that was.
Cutting through the geysers?
Yeah.
The Game Master said there was something like a path.
Yeah, and it's really... It's not that hard. You know, you guys understand what this is. Where I guess they never really took the time to try and figure this out. And it's just geysers. You can navigate it pretty simply.
Yeah.
Just by avoiding cracks and holes and listening for, you know, buildup of steam and pressure. And you guys walk through it. You're essentially just walking through the... It's hot and it's really humid and nasty in here, but you don't have any trouble getting through it.
Holding on to Barty, I hesitate before I just finally run after. And I'm like, you gotta be careful! There's a sleeping dragon under there.
No, there's not.
Okay.
If there was, I would know.
Why?
Oh, right. True. It's like spidey sense for your own kind.
Want to see a magic trick, Bogo?
Sure.
And I do a flame breath.
You're a dragon too?
Yes. I'm just a little dragon. But if there was a big dragon here, I would know.
So then what? If there's... What the... The dragon snored. The breath. What's the what? Where's the dragon?
It's just the ground farting. Does it all the time.
Ground farting. I get the joke now.
Checking off the fart joke.
That's a good joke. I get it now.
You guys are traveling through this sort of valley, and you're only going for a few hours, but you're going such winding paths. You never would have seen the village. Until you just basically land right into it, and it's just a few steps really just past the geyser field, and it's not like a village of houses. It's like a village of rock, round rock, like little huts, real short, like just maybe up to your chest, lining all the walls of the side of the valley, but it's dead quiet. There's nothing going on. There's nothing moving here. It looks like pretty recent. I mean, you see that there's like stuff that's like hanging from ropes and some stuff that looks like it was just made, but everything is, there's nobody here. It continues around another bend, but from where you're at right now, you don't see anything else. You just see a bunch of empty huts, and it's the middle of the day. People should be out and about if there's people here. But it looks like a weird kind of makeshift trading post.
You picking up anything with your snout, Bobby? Bobby. You picking up anything with your snout, Barty?
I can give it a try.
Unswaddle yourself, man. You show some dignity.
All right. Bogo, could you help me down?
Oh, okay. And I unswaddle him, and I lay him on the ground flat.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Very kind and gentle. Your gentleness is appreciated, sir. All right. Let's roll some detection. All right. That's a 5. That's a 12.
You can smell. You don't know what dwarf smells like, but this might be what it smells like. I mean, it's not. It's different from chair, but you could smell that there are different, definitely several different scents. Things that have moved around, and some other sort of like acidic scent, like something, you know, it stings your nose a bit. And looking around, you can also see that some of the rocks, especially like where the little like hovels are, they're discolored, like they're not the same color as everything else.
Okay.
Bogo says,
"This is really spooky."
Yeah, I honestly don't know. The dwarves. I can only assume this is dwarven, but that's about all I got. Assumptions.
I'm gonna roll wisdom or intelligence.
What are you trying to do?
Just, like, feel out the situation, wander into, amongst the buildings, poke my head in the windows or something, and...
I'm staying behind Jamala, and I'm looking all around in case there's anything watching us or... That sneaks up on us.
As you walk towards one of the buildings, you notice that the rocks where the discoloration is kind of like wet looking. But it's not like rain. It's like, you know, you'd see it like on the sides and just in odd places.
Like a mirage?
No, it's like discolored and looks like somebody had taken a bucket of water or something and splashed it on there. But it's all over the place and it's not like drying up.
Any sticks on the ground?
No.
No? Okay, well, I'll use the tip of my staff, then, the dirty end, and poke the whatever slimy residue or whatever that is.
When you poke it and you take your stick away from it, it sticks to it a little bit, but it's not like, it doesn't tug or anything. It's almost like snotty.
Does it smell?
Yes. It smells like acidic.
Huh. Well, I rub my staff off in the dirt and say... Okay, pretty sure there's some kind of a monster here. Let's...
I look at Jamal and say,
is this earth poop?
And then you hear a scream.
What kind of a scream?
Like a blood-curdling fear, oh my god, I'm going to die, it's got me sort of scream.
Let's run to the scream!
I love it that you guys run to the scream.
As I see Barty run, I go, you can walk!
It's a miracle.
And I try to get, as I run to catch up, I try to grab my axe.
Do you succeed? Should you roll to find out if you succeed?
Yes, roll dexterity.
Dexterity, okay. What is that? It's my turn. Oh, wow. I rolled a one. but on top of that, so I give a total of 11.
Yeah, you rolled a one. That's all that mattered.
Okay. That's why I just give up, and I just keep running.
So he's hilariously spinning around really fast, trying to grab his axe, and he just says, fuck it, and just starts running after you guys. When you guys make the turn through the town, you see this small cavern in front of you, where the town ends and this cavern begins.
Ah, so the scream would have been echoey. Like it was,
yes.
Yeah. I take it the cave is dark?
Yes, very dark.
Any small rocks around me?
Yes, plenty.
I'm going to pick up a good size one that's light enough for throwing, and I'm going to charge it up and toss it into the cavern, hopefully to get a perspective on what's in there.
Okay.
I rolled a 6 plus 4 plus my modifier of 8.
Okay.
So 18.
Okay, so you guys chuck the rock into the cave.
Yeah, a glowing rock.
Yeah, the glowing rock into the cave, and it lands in the cave. You just see rock and some tools lying around, but you don't see anything like stirring inside the cave.
Okay, we're going in, but everybody be really, really careful and try to be as quiet as possible. And I shoot a look to Bogo because he's the new guy, you know, and he's kind of dim.
Hey, Bogo, okay. you need a little bit of help there, buddy? And I'll snap his axe.
Thank you.
You're welcome, pal. Nice slap.
Oh, big Clartot. Sorry. Give him a thumbs up. There's nothing in there. I can't hear anything.
Barty, shut up.
If I can't hear anything, then there's nothing in there.
I don't want to make Jamella mad at me.
Okay, you're right. Okay, all right. And I just pat him on his bicep.
So, hold on a second. Was Lefty jumping in there trying to get him to shut up? Was that because she was concerned about the monster, or just because she's using that concern as an excuse to shut Barty up?
Yes.
Okay.
All of the above.
So I'm sneaking sort of in quickly into the cave.
Okay.
Going to where the rock that I threw is, and gonna pick it up and carry it with me. And
Jamella, come on. Let's be honest here. If we need to sneak into this cave, who should be in the front? Me. Let's go.
I shrug.
I just give Jamella a look and roll my eyes, and I'm behind Jamella, but in front of Bogo.
Yeah, I guess Bogo would be behind Barty, but he is like the cowardly lion, constantly turning, and his hands are ringing at the handle of his axe.
I know that I'm not close to the moon, but how do I see in the darkness?
You don't. Right now, you can't.
Ah, so I'm basically like nerfed.
Yes.
Man!
Well, you're not nerfed, you're not buffed.
Man, back when I was like, man.
Now you see why they're all like, why would you want to get rid of this?
Yeah. So basically, like, I'm back to plain old Barty.
Yes.
Oh, well, that's still pretty good. All right, so I'm gonna keep walking. I'm gonna sneak in. Gonna sneak.
So how are you going to sneak? Are you carrying the rock or?
Yeah, I mean, I'll throw the rock
so
a little further
down. You guys
down.
Go into this chamber inside of the cave, and you can see a lot. It's more like a staging area. You see a bunch of crates and full of rocks and tools and stuff lying around. And you actually see the corpses of a few dwarves, but they're some of them have been dead for a long time. They're almost bones. But there's one or two of them that are just freshly dead. And you see that acidic snot-like stuff that you saw on the other rocks is all over the place in here. It's in some areas, it's coating the walls.
Can I roll detection on the dwarves to see if there's any kind of items on these things that we need or could get out of, or get more information? more information from them?
They're covered in that slimy, snot like acid stuff.
Okay, well, I mean, I'll use my dagger. I'm gonna touch it to see what it reacts to. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, roll my. That would be a 10.
Okay, so you touch the stuff with your dagger. It doesn't seem to have an immediate effect.
Okay. Does what do I find anything on the dwarves themselves? How they died? I mean, did they die from this asphyxiation, from this acidic snot, or did they die from a slashing wound? Did they die from a bite? Did they die? How'd they die? From slipping over a banana peel? What happened?
The fresher corpses have huge puncture wounds, like almost like stab wounds, but the spear would have been about 6 inches thick.
Holy shit. Is it just like one or two?
Yeah. Yeah, like one, like right in the center of the chest or in the center of the back.
I assume I'm seeing what body's seeing here.
Yes.
I have an idea of what we're facing. I don't want to face whatever.
I'm going to roll wisdom and see if I know what would be making snotty dead people.
Okay.
My money is a scorpion. That's
fine. 11.
You have no idea.
I whisper to Barty, I think these guys are dead.
Yeah, that's good observation, buddy. You did it good. Hey, so, Bogo, have you ever run into anything that, you know, has a really long, spear-like either talon or claw or tail up here in the Northlands?
The Game Master is shaking his head, so I was like, no, I don't know, no.
Yeah, no tales, no legends, no stories?
I mean, the dragons under the valley there, but that's, I don't know, no. I've never been this far away from home before.
Okay, all right. I mean, is there a point soldiering on, friends? I mean, really? Do we need to do this? I mean,
Somebody screamed!
Well, yeah, but we don't know this person. Why do we have to find this person?
I didn't know you, but I carried you for 2 days.
Well, it's because we're buddies. We're buddies. But, like, you know, it's a random person that just screamed. I mean, why do we need... Hey,
Lefty's getting increasingly paranoid, assured that this is the sort of conversation that's perfect for something to sneak up on us during.
Yeah, well, I mean, Palaver... Is Palaver still with us?
Yes, he's white as a sheet, and he is holding his staff like it's a shield. But
well,
he's
a mage. Can he, like, cast some light or something?
Can he do what?
Cast some light or something besides just, you know, a little rock being lit up?
I mean, that's like, my deal. I do that.
Well, light up this bitch, Jamala. Instead of us sneaking up on it, let's surprise something. If something's in the dark, I mean, it knows that we're here. We don't know it's here, so let's just light it up.
Well, with you talking this whole time, yeah, it probably does, fucker.
Your voice, then you notice your voices have been echoing around this cavern the entire conversation.
So listen, you want
to... Listen, I'm either let's fight this thing or let's get the hell out of here. That's my that's the Gleeman assessment.
When Jamela drops the F-bomb, I cover my mouth in shock.
And I have face-palmed while they fight.
All right. Hey, so when we were hanging with Palava for 2 days, did he showcase any survival instincts or practicing magics whatsoever?
No. He was just on that ship to keep it in the air and just kind of like monitor the magic and hopefully be a font of knowledge when it comes to enchanting the runes here. He doesn't like cast spells like you guys.
Typical.
He is a liability right now.
All right. Bogo, protect Palaver with your life. Meanwhile, since it knows we're here, let's start some shit. And I go supernova sparkly and blow up the rest of the cave for whatever's there.
It's more of the same, but there's two chambers or two pathways going from either side, right or left.
Yeah, see, once again, I'm nothing's in here. No, we heard a scream.
You have no werewolfy smelly abilities because the moon was yesterday, Barty.
Yep, that's it. I'm just plain old Barty Gleeman. Not happy to meet you. How's it going?
We're going right. I rolled
a D6. Why do we need to go? Why? We don't need. We need to go.
Just because we heard a scream?
No.
When have we ever been helpful to people? When?
Not just...
Bogo says, please don't fight. I've never been this scared before in my life.
Bogo, I'm trying to get us out of this mess, Bogo. Bogo's scared, Jamala. Bogo's scared. Why are you gonna do this? We don't need to fight anything.
I wanna help people. That's why I came.
So yeah, you're helping us, Bogo. Exactly. So you know what I'm saying, Jamala? Why do we gotta do this here?
Body.
What?
Look. This whole flying ship deal, think about it. Think about the prospects. Okay, so you want to go back to Doritadin.
I need to get back to Doritadin, but here's the... You know, I don't...
Barty, shut up!
Is this the way to go in order to find the dwarves? Is this the only entrance?
I slap him. Do I need to roll to slap him?
No.
You...
Bogo, the axe in Bogo's hand starts to rattle and shake in fear.
We were commissioned to bring a war to Doritodon, Bati. First of all, we were commissioned to find help for you. And I guess we kind of have that, kind of.
Yeah,
but
exactly. And who got the Berserker gang to go after Doritodon? This guy.
That is not enough. If we can have a fleet of flying ships, Bati, and the Isle of Mages on our side, which we could not by ourselves...
Listen, Jamala, I'm just saying, can we just go to a different cave that doesn't have 6-inch puncture holes and dwarves outside of the...
Cut off. You just got cut off by another stream.
Oh, son of a bitch. All right. Clearly, this
Bogo
is...
Bogo says, I think that's another scream.
Okay. Clearly, we are supposed to... This is where we're supposed to go. All right, let's go.
Any indication as to which direction it came from?
Both. Because of echoes.
Right. Well, I'm going to use my skills as the mistress of the steam tunnels to pick the right one. But the right one for, if there's any such option, sneaking up on this thing in a way that might not be the way it came from. If I sense airflow coming through that might suggest anything, I'm going to use my prowess as a subterranean dweller for most of my life to try to get an advantage here.
Okay. All right. So you're taking the lead now because Party's gone.
Oh, he's useless.
He's gone coward on this one.
I've gone... Wait, listen. I've gone smart on this one, friends. Smart, not coward.
So wilderness survival? Is that the kind of wilderness that
yeah.
I... Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm going for, survival. You guys are going for... Oh, let's just scream. Oh, let's go after it.
Because
we have to.
A six.
You don't have to, but it's definitely more interesting.
A six.
Okay, so if you're hearing echoes all around, that means that these chambers and tunnels are interconnected. So if you heard something from the left as well as the right at nearly the same time, but you didn't think to kind of distinguish between them, then that means that these tunnels are connected, which makes sense. It's a mining operation of some sort. So you keep going in this direction. You're eventually going to get to some other chamber, some other tunnel. But as far as being able to sneak up on this monster, unless you know what it is, you're going to have a more difficult time with that. So now you're looking at the slime.
And is there a tunnel that has more slime?
That would be the one on the right.
Then we're going to go to the one on the left. Yep.
Okay. So you head left and the tunnel snakes around. And I'm assuming you guys aren't rushing, but you're not moving slowly. Because if you move slowly, that thing could come up behind you. But if you move too fast, you could stumble into it, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So what's the marching order here?
Jamala's in front. Mm-hmm. I'll go after. I'm sticking next to Bogo.
I'm behind Jamala.
How big are these caverns, these holes? Like big enough for, a very large monster to be in, or... A medium-sized monster.
I don't know. What
yeah, are we,
what
like, walking you... single file? Or
like, is it, like, you know, you the size walk... of a blue whale? Is it the size of, how many feet across are we talking?
You guys could walk side by side, but you wouldn't be able to fight necessarily side by side comfortably, especially with Bogo's big axe. But you could walk comfortably 2 to 3 abreast through this whole thing.
So not gigantic. We're not talking, you know.
Right.
The snake that we fought a long time ago. It's not
right.
That.
Right.
Right.
Cool. Anything, as I'm trying to be careful, be cautious to go through this intelligently. Any other things I should be rolling for my own statistical well-being?
What's the dice roll and the modifier for what you're doing?
You mean wilderness survival?
Yeah.
That's a 12 plus 2.
D12 plus 2?
Yeah.
Okay. As you're getting further along and you see the way the tunnel's curving around, you're starting to feel a bit more uncomfortable. Having mined and looked for gems and things, you understand what these dwarves were doing. They're following different veins. And as you start to turn around the corner, you feel a change in temperature. And to you, this means that this mountain isn't just a mountain, that you're heading towards something thermal. It's either going to be, you know, like the geysers, or it's going to be lava, or it's going to be, it's heat. It's not fire. It's like a radiating heat that just feels like you're getting into an oven. And as you get closer down the tunnels, you start to notice that there's a reddish hue to the light around you, like on the rocks and ahead of you. It's starting to overpower the light you're carrying with you.
And let's see, if I touch the walls, is it warm to the touch?
No, but it has got that kind of slimy stuff. And when you touch it, you forgot about that. And it stings a little bit on your fingertips.
Taste it, Jamala. Taste it.
You can taste it.
So you're pressing on?
Yeah.
You come to another chamber. And in this chamber, it's much more wide open. And you see a river of lava that just kind of comes out of the rock and then just disappears into the rock. And it's bisecting the chamber, cutting it off into two places. To your right, you see another pathway, and you're assuming that this is probably going to connect with the path you didn't take. So I do want perception or detection rolls from everybody.
All right. Now we're going to put some ropes so we can get a sounding on this thing.
Say what?
How deep the lava goes? 6 feet? 12 feet.
It would melt the rope.
Yeah, we're gonna dip you in it, Bossy.
Lefty, you didn't hear anything or see anything.
I rolled.
I get to re-roll it.
Then re-roll it.
I rolled a D8 plus 7, four. And I rolled a. 12. So I rolled a 14.
So 4 plus 8. Okay, 14, 12.
Mine is a D12 plus 3. I rolled a 12, so okay. 15, and I re-roll, right?
Yes.
And another 12.
Jesus.
And an 8.
Okay, you hear someone scuffling and you hear metal being moved around. You hear somebody like trying to pull themselves away, like hiding. You guys all just heard metal and scuffling. She heard that as a distinctive sound of somebody like slowly trying to drag something to them so that they can, and then trying to scuffle away from something. And you could pinpoint exactly where that sound is coming
great.
From.
Great, I'm low to the ground and heading over there. Who's there? We can protect you from whatever this is. Who's there?
Are you monster or dwarf?
I'm not a dwarf, but I'm not a monster.
Ew, what are you?
I'm a dragonborn, duh.
Oh, that's so stupid.
Where's everybody else?
Stupid? Look, we've got two humans, and one of these Northlander guys, I guess is a human, and me, and I'm gonna save your ass, so what's killing everybody?
I don't know. I haven't seen. It's big. And dude, there was 30 of us that came back here.
See, do I see this guy?
Yeah, it's a dwarf. He's hiding inside of the hole.
So you have no idea what leaves us a slimy trail and 6-inch puncture wounds.
No, all I saw was this big massive thing, and then it stabbed one of the guys and hit him, and he fell. The guy fell on the ground, and then it stabbed him in the back and drug him into this big. Gaping mouth, and he was gone, and then the thing just, I turned around and I ran, and it was gone, and then we were trying to, we've been working our way back from the back part of the cave for an hour or more.
So wait a minute, so this isn't the way to get to the dwarf city, hang out with the dwarves?
They're all dead, they've been dead for months, we came here to try and find out why.
This is what I said. I said we don't need to get involved in this stuff. This is clearly not what we should be. We're not going to learn anything from this stuff. Oh, man.
Look, come on. We'll get you out of here, and we're going to leave. If you're the last one left, good enough.
There could be more of us in here. You're just going to leave them to die?
Well, you sounded like there was only you. All right.
I just heard fighting. I heard somebody scream.
I thought that was you.
I don't scream like that. God, don't be so stupid.
Which way did it go?
I don't know. I'm hiding in a hole.
Fine.
What did? How did it stab? What did it stab it with? Does it have claws? Does it have like? Does it fight like a person? Like, what does this thing look like?
It's like a long curved claw at the end of an arm.
And what? How did it get? How did somebody get stabbed? Where did these puncture wounds come from?
It hits them with part of it, knocks them down, and then when they're on the ground, it pokes up into the back and drags them like a hook. Like a hook. It's shaped like a pickaxe. Really big.
The color is just leaving Bogo's face the longer this guy talks.
Does it look like a bug? Like an insect?
Like a spider?
Or could a scorpion? Have.
I just saw the parts that killed people and ran.
Mm. All right. Stay in your hole.
Not staying here alone and there's people here.
Well, can you bite?
No.
Then stay in your hole.
No, I don't want to stay in the hole. Get me out of here.
No, we're not getting you out of here. You're a liability. We already got too much liability. You can either stay in your hole or you can go out the back whence we came, friend.
Why are you in a dwarf? Why are you in a dwarf mine anyways?
Because we want to talk to some dwarves.
I'm a dwarf!
Hey, do you know anything about runes?
Yes.
Great. All right, we got it. Let's go.
That was super unconvincing. He doesn't know a thing about runes.
He might. Tell me the first rule of rune making.
Straight lines.
Now see, he knows. Let's go.
You don't talk about rune making.
The first time.
For a rune maker, that might be an accurate answer, but this one's just like straight lines.
I'm done with him, so I'm assessing the way ahead and that path that looked like suspect.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just gonna head over there.
Okay, so you're actually kind of walking. You're following the path of the lava almost, and then you come to that end. If you keep going forward, it branches off to the right and left. Going right is going to take you back towards the way you came. Going left is going to take you into new territory.
Left.
Left it is.
Left to lefty.
As soon as you turn left, you see movement, something short, and it's just running. And then you hear, "Aah!" And then it just goes quiet.
Okay.
This might be an opportunity to get your eyes on this thing. But
if I move fast enough, is that what you're saying? Or
you don't have to move that fast. I mean, obviously, this thing is, it's not that far away. What you saw was like this, it had to have been a dwarf, but he just like crossed across your path, maybe 100 feet away from you guys, didn't notice it with his axe in the air, and he's just charging down the tunnel, and he just kind of like ran across your field of view before you could really even acknowledge that just happened.
All right. And then he made the sound of dying.
Yeah, well, he made the sound of his sound stopped.
Hmm. Well, mm-hmm. Go take a look, Jamali. Go stick your little face in there.
I say, shut up, buddy, and I hold his hand, and I hold Lefty's hand and indicate that Body should hold Bogo's hand, and he knows what this is because we've done it before. I'm going to do a blessing of hope.
Okay.
Just try to think about how we don't hate each other's guts right now, okay? So the blessing of hope is going to give us a stat boost for a little while. It's a fading level of 1 for every combat round. And my casting test here goes.
Big money, no whammy.
Is a 15?
Hell yeah!
That was a casting test, not the effect.
Ah.
Let's see.
Still means it's good.
No, sorry. 17.
It's still good, yeah.
And this is my fucking night. I rolled a 12 and got a 12. So let me do it again. And an 11. 12 and 11. Plus 3.
20.
29.
Mm-hmm.
So 29 gets added to all of our rolls.
Yes.
Sweet.
Shit.
Damn.
Hell yeah.
Feel really good, right? All right, let's go.
Blessing of hope, OP.
Well, it's very rare that something like that ever happens.
All right, here we go. Yeah, let's do it. All right, I don't care. Let's kill any. I can kill anything.
My palms are ready to unleash an avenging light as soon as I need to.
Okay. I got 2 daggers.
You turn the corner and you see this long arm-like thing from around the bend of the corner. And at the end, it's more like bone, like a large bone scythe, maybe 4 feet long. And it's literally lanced into this dwarf and dragging him across the ground as another one is kind of like picking at it, trying to keep it moving in the right direction.
I don't understand anything you just said.
Imagine like the forearms of like a praying mantis, but you don't see the rest of the body.
Okay.
But it's just like this long arm in this. It's using that scythe-like claw at the end to stab into its victims and then pull them towards it. Because it doesn't have like fingers to hold onto something, so it's stabbing them and pulling them towards it.
But it appears to only have two of those claws.
That you can see, yeah.
Do I have a clean shot to wherever it's pulling that dwarf corpse?
You'd have to run down the tunnel.
Yeah, let's do it. I'm already running down the tunnel.
Yeah. Okay.
Surprise is the best option we have in these close quarters.
Yep.
Okay.
Blind it.
So you run down this tunnel, and as you turn around, you see the rest of the tunnel is completely blocked by the body of this bulbous mass. And these two scythe-like appendages are pulling the dwarf in, and it's kind of like it's eating it like spaghetti, drawing in just a little piece at a time and then gulping it back and gulping it back.
Fuck that. 12 plus 8.
Okay.
22.
All right, and you hit it.
And then not a great roll. I got 6, 9.
Okay. So you're hitting it with Avenging Light?
Yeah.
So you hit it with this, basically this beam of light dead center mass. And it hits this creature, and the light actually kind of folds around it and hits the walls and just kind of dissipates, but the creature doesn't seem to care.
You mean like it bounced off a shell, kind of?
No, it's like electricity just kind of like goes across water.
Uh-huh.
It's grounded.
Your light did the same thing, and then hit the walls and everything else around it.
Oh, shit.
Is it facing us?
If you want to call it facing, it doesn't have eyes or a nostril or anything. It's just got an orifice from which it's sucking down a dwarf.
Ah, well, I'm calling my shot right into its mouth.
It's got a dwarf in its mouth.
Well, I'm calling my shot right above its mouth.
Okay.
All right.
Go ahead and roll it.
All right, that is a 17.
Okay. Go ahead and roll damage.
All righty. That is a 10. So the damage is 10 plus the Blessing of Hope, and so...
Okay, your dagger gets stuck right in the middle of its, above its mouth, and it just keeps going.
Can I still see an arm?
Yeah.
Is it like a crab casing, or is it the soft tissue I can stab?
It looks like a soft tissue with the slimy stuff on it.
Do you think I could take my sword and slice down on it and then run away real fast?
Yes.
Okay.
Sweet Tiamat, I go pale seeing Leffy just charge out. I mean, I wouldn't want to be anywhere near this thing. I'm ready to leave. Now.
Now you're ready to leave. Yeah, great. Yep.
When has anything ever done
it's
that to my
It's a D12 to attack for you, Leffy.
Oh, 12. Great.
Yeah.
I didn't like that roll anyway.
So we fight this thing, and then, you know, we're not going to find any, like, what are we, all the dwarves are dead, we're not going to find any runes, we're just fighting this thing for no reason. We should just leave.
I got an 8.
You got an 8 to hit with, okay. Okay, so roll damage.
7.
Okay, so when you cut into it, you notice what's happening. Your weapon is biting down into this massive, it looks like flexible tissue. But it's really, really firm, and it's coated with this slick acidic stuff. So as you slice into it, and you are actually able to cut into it, it's like you're sliding across ice. It's almost like attacking ice with your weapon or trying to cut it. So it's not necessarily digging in as deep as you normally would. It's more like sliding across it and eventually cutting into it because of force and just the measure of your attack.
Okay, then I run away.
Would this be something?
That was part of the action was the striking and running.
Yeah, I figured that. I made the modifiers for it.
Would this be something like maybe a heavy battle axe could at least like lay into instead of a slicing cut?
Yeah, its arm is I don't know, it's about
Like what? Like if I look at around. It, like if I look at it, would I be like I could cut through that? Or like,
yeah, yeah. You look at it and you're like, yeah, I've cut through bigger trees than that.
Okay, then I'll try to give it a go.
Okay.
Well, Bogo, he's seen everyone else attack, and this prayer that you did certainly has got him feeling a little bit more confident. And even though it's really scary, it's already eaten one innocent person here, and everyone else has stood up. And the last thing he wants to be is considered a coward. So he is very scared. So out of self preservation and for these new friends, he's gonna run in and try to swallow up as much fear as he can muster and swing as hard as he can at this thing, hopefully to take this leg off because it was nasty looking. 18.
Okay.
And then for damage, I roll a d12?
Yeah.
8.
Okay, so 8 plus the modifiers, you're about 17 now, so that's 26. And you did a called shot, but you're not running away. So that arm comes nearly off. You cut
nice.
So through it that you come about halfway through it, but it doesn't come off.
Oh, my axe is stuck in it?
No, you can pull your axe out. Oh. But you don't. You're thinking to yourself, I can cut through this.
Yeah, yeah.
But you can't cut through this. You get about halfway through it. Now the creature reacts, and it starts scurrying back as quickly as it can.
Cool.
And do I have any... Have I gleaned why it was that my magic was completely and utterly ineffective against it?
No, you have no idea right now. For one, it doesn't have eyes, so the light part of it isn't going to hurt it. So the only thing you've got left in that is the heat.
I look back at Palaver, who's probably cowering in the farthest back crevice from where we came. Ever seen anything like that before?
I've never seen anything like you before.
Have you ever read anything like that before? Come on, man, you're the book guy.
I study enchantments, not magical creatures.
You are worthless.
Yeah, well, you say that, and then I'm going to make a ship fly, and you'll be like, oh, Palaver's the greatest thing. Oh, fuck you.
I run over, and I grab Barty by both arms, and I say, Barty, I don't want to be a coward, but I have a secret.
Oh, oh boy. What's your secret?
I'm a coward!
Bogo, you're fine, buddy. We got you. You're here. We're here. We're all
fighting. He's on the verge of tears from having to cut that thing. He was like...
Yeah, it's okay. Listen... Maybe it's that thing has clearly killed all these dwarves, and it it's a bad guy. So we have to take care of it, right? That's what we do. We take care of bad guys.
Bogo is like a kid, just be like, like gulping air, and be like,
okay. All right, so just I place my hand on his chest. All right, so just we're going to breathe in together and we're going to breathe out together. Okay, all right, buddy. We're going to breathe in and breathe out. It's all going to be okay.
So are you pursuing this thing or...
Well, I'm coming. You've also got
you've also got the direction from whence the dwarf came when it made its charge.
Right, so that was like a direction, it's a completely new path we had.
Yes. Both of them are new paths.
Yeah.
You based on your ability to kind of read underground caverns, the direction this thing went was towards the chamber that you were in where the lava bisected it, but it's going on the other side of the lava.
Okay.
Lava.
We could push it in the lava.
We could try.
Maybe.
You're the de facto leader, Jamala.
Because it... Do I have the impression that this entire cave was dug out by hand, or is it...
Yes, because of the tools and stuff you've seen around, but what you've also noticed is that the majority of the caves that you've been walking in, the ones covered with slime, are much smoother and rounded compared to the ones that you have less of the slime on it.
So I assume I would think, one, this is a burrower kind of creature thing from the earth,
mm-hmm.
and two... There's no helpful stalactites or stalagmites to work with here.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Let's directly pursue it.
All right. Here we go. So Bogo, we're gonna go after this thing, and we're gonna keep fighting it because that's what we do. Okay. We fight things.
Okay.
Okay. All right. You just I'm be.
I
right,
want to be
I'll
brave.
I'll be right next to you, buddy. We'll take care of it together. Okay.
I want to be brave.
Yep. We'll be brave. You'll be brave.
Okay.
Look what you did. You almost cut off its arm. You did such a good job.
I was so scared.
I know. You did such a good job. I'm so proud of you.
I'm spiritually readying myself for invocation of ice and fire.
Okay.
Which is, you know, for all you noobs who haven't, you know, chilled with Jamella for her whole life, is pretty crazy inside of a closed quarters environment.
Yeah, damn fucking scary inside of a closed quarters environment.
What are you planning to do that with Bogo around, Jamal? That's crazy.
You wanted to push it in the lava party. Maybe this will cut through its weird skin.
All right, well, let's go. It's probably
What if it lives in the lava?
Then I wouldn't think it's got a sticky surface, you know?
You don't give them ideas. You never give Rule ideas, ever.
Running forward, charging through, readying myself to...
Yeah, let's get this thing. Yeah, because that's what we do.
9 plus 4, 13 plus 8, 21 plus 2.
So you're casting it already?
I just rolled the casting test. I don't know. We're going in, and I'm ready to do it. Okay. So let's do it.
Okay, so you're charging back into the cavern where this thing had escaped to. And you can see it a little bit more clearly now. It's like a large kind of slug-like thing. But it has these mandibles or these arms with these sky things. And it is, anytime it comes to like an obstruction, like the rock is jutting out or something, it uses these things to just like literally just cut the rock out of its way.
And like biological pickaxes?
Yeah, exactly. You also notice to your horror that this thing is wide enough where it can't cross through this area without rubbing up against the lava stream, and it is doing so without any issue whatsoever.
Oh boy.
That's already in my notes, okay? So that is, he did not inspire that. That was already there.
Way to go, Doug.
Who's saying?
I'm for getting the F up out of it. Let's get out of here, man.
How many dwarves are we, like, even realistically looking for at this point?
Yeah, for real. That's what I'm saying.
We need one that's alive and can help, right?
Well, we left one in a hole. I don't know if he can help, though.
Get the fuck out of here. He can probably lead us to more dwarves.
Okay, so seeing that, that's pretty bad. I'm ready to do this big-ass spell, and maybe even though it doesn't... The lava isn't hurting it. Maybe just pushing it in this stream of molten rock will be problematic for it somehow. So I'm just going to do it, and I'm going to be ready to full retreat and go to where the dwarf who ran to his death came from.
Well, bugs don't like cold, so...
Okay.
And I want to cast low. Like, my hope is that I'm going to be able to... because I'm creating this energy disturbance. I mean, I know it doesn't have feet,
right?
But like that, I can use the momentum of the spell against it.
Okay.
While she's doing that, I'm going to just grab Bogo's hand. I'm just say, I'm right here, buddy. It's gonna get a little crazy.
Okay.
Shit's about to go crazy.
And I have no idea what's about to happen.
And that was a 22, I think. Okay. To cast. 12.
Okay, let me roll strength for this thing, see how well it resists that.
I'm glad it's kind of a bigger room a bit, because spell's pretty bad outside.
I get to reroll it, and then it comes up as a 1. My reroll. I was wasted reroll. So, what was the total damage or effect?
It was 12.
Okay, so your plan of like positioning it works. It starts to move it and push it over into the lava, and it's kind of stuck in there trying to flail its way to claw back out. So, but it's really windy, cold, and dangerous. And you're like, you can't stay in this room right now. You have to run back.
So well, explain to me, because I don't even know what just happened.
Yeah,
it's like a tornado of fire and ice that is just kind of spinning out of control, and now it's mixing with the lava, and it's just this weird dance of wind with balls and chunks of ice, fire, and lava just spinning around this creature,
shit,
pushing it into the lava. So the bigger the effect he rolls, the bigger the area, but it's just enough where, you know, even the outer sort of reaches of it that aren't damaging are still, like, problematic.
Yeah, all right, so retreat to dwarf hangout, maybe, hopefully, is what we're going to find.
Okay, so you run back that down that tunnel, and you're heading back into where the other dwarf came from, and you see two other dwarves and another dwarf kind of behind it. That dwarf that's behind it is like hiding behind the other two. The other two have large square shields and axes, and as you guys come down the hall, they plant their shields into the ground and hold their axes up high, and they just shout, "Hold!"
Yeah, we've got the monster on the ropes, so we can get out of here.
Which one?
There's more than one?
There's three at least.
Oh, shit.
Oh, Lord.
Well, it's time to move now. We've only seen one, and we know how to get back.
Hey, wait. Does anybody of you guys know how to do rune magic?
I'm a rune master. Why?
Great. Okay, cool. They're good. Let's go.
Wait, we've got several more in here. I mean, you're gonna leave everybody in here?
Wait, where? Yep. Where?
We've all gotten separated. These things have been coming from different caverns. They've even opened up new holes.
Yeah, I only need the rune guy. So you guys can go look out for those guys. And then, hey, rune dude, I just want you to come with me outside. We don't have to deal with this thing anymore.
Oh, man. But I'm really frustrated with Body's complete lack of diplomacy.
Persuasion.
Anybody's gonna buy that.
Persuasion. Persuasion. Stand by.
When we busted in there, I wanted to be like, I'm Luke Skywalker, I'm here to rescue you.
Basically.
Under one condition.
Yeah.
All right. Ho-ho! I rolled an 11. 7. That's 18.
Jesus Christ. All right, well, I mean, if we get out of here, we can close it off. We can protect it from ever getting back out into another village again. Maybe we can mount a counteroffensive if we get out of here.
Then let's go.
If there's two more of those things in here, your friends are as good as dead. This is as deep as we go. It's bad.
Fine. Just lead the way.
Do you know how fight this thing? I mean, if you know how to fight this thing, we don't know how to fight this thing.
Several of the rune masters came down here in the hopes that if there was something stupid that these guys did, we could undo it. We could fix it. Let's get out of here and I'll explain everything to you.
All right.
Okay. So my hope is that because this is on, we trap the creature on one side of the lava river, we'll have enough to skate through that situation.
You have a straight line, basically. That when you go back out the way you just came, you hang a left, you follow that down all the way to the tunnel that you didn't take, the one that was go right, uh-huh. The one that was really slimy, you have a straight shot from there.
So the coward in the hole is shit out of luck because we aren't going to be able to signal, hey, come on
your
out.
Spell probably killed that person. Afterthought.
Oh, well.
He should have moved. You told him to get out of there.
Yeah, true. True. All right, we're moving.
Okay.
We'll never speak of this again.
All right, so as you guys come back out of the cavern, you finally escape it, and you look around behind you, and the other dwarf, the smaller one, the one that wasn't doing anything, looks back to the other two and says, we've got to find a way of sealing this cave.
You want a cave-in?
Yeah, we need a cave-in. We can't let these things get out.
All right, I can do a cave-in.
Oh, wait a minute. These things can burrow. Of course they can get out.
But they won't have encouragement to get out. They're subterranean creatures, Bati. They don't want to be out here.
Well, then just leave it open.
They've already come out. Might walk in, wouldn't they?
They've already come out once. You can see that.
That is true. Yeah, over the village.
All right.
There could be one out in the wild right now.
If everyone's in agreement over that, I'm going to sunstrike the entrance.
Do it.
Okay.
My biggest, baddest one.
I just hold Bogo's hand. Anytime Jamal does magic.
9 plus 5, 14 plus 2, 16 to cast.
You hit it.
And a 12.
Reroll it.
Hold on to your butts. You're about to see some serious shit, Bogo.
And a 1. So 12, 1, 13 plus 2. 14 plus 3, 17.
So the cave entrance is gone. And basically, the sunstrike hits like a bolt of lightning. The rocks that are already kind of unstable around it from this thing coming in and out, or out and never going back in, or whatever, have loosened them up enough where the rocks have blocked off the entrance. It's not like sealed like airtight. You guys could probably climb over the rocks to get out, but it's enough to convince the stupid animal, let me go the other way, you know, so.
Or specifically not let other people in.
I'm breathing a little hard, right. And
Bogo looks over and he's like, you made the cold storm and you crashed the cave down? You did that?
I look amazing right now. And my scales are positively glimmering. And I just give him a look of extreme confidence and awesomeness.
He's gonna hug Jamela and say, you're amazing! You're a hero!
Oh man, my coolness level just sunk. Just plummeted. Yeah, buddy, yeah, sure.
There goes all your street cred.
Hey, you did just accidentally murder a guy, and I'm like, you're a hero! That's the other thing.
We won't talk about him, he's gone.
Bogo don't remember that guy. I was like, or at least if he did, he didn't realize where he was and that he's going to be in danger.
Yeah. Anybody's keeping score. I never accidentally murdered somebody, Jamala.
No, you murdered on purpose, plenty.
Exactly.
Whatever. Anyway, so we're out there with these dwarves.
So the two that were like obviously warriors, they're sitting down, breathing heavy. They weren't meant for this. The smaller one looks up at you guys. What the hell was that? Why the hell were you in there? And why would you even ask about Rune Masters?
Well, funny you should ask. This guy, and I'm pointing to Palavo, who probably looks like, whoa, really?
Oh, he's... You see that there's a couple new wet stains on his pants there.
This guy's a mage from the Isle of Mages, and he found a Northlander ship painted in runes that can fly. That mean anything to you?
Yeah, duh.
I love the attitude that these dwarves all seem to have.
Of course, well, they use runes to make them fly because that's what runes do.
Great news to us. So super. You wanna paint some runes on a ship?
Oh, don't be stupid. You can't paint runes on a ship. You gotta carve them in.
Yeah. Okay. Carve them in. Anyway, we've got.
I know, right?
We have a damaged flying ship. We'd love to repair, make more. And this guy, Palaver from the Isle of Mages, well, he might look a mess now, but he's real well-to-do. And he wants to learn all about your skills, my main man.
I'm not a man, you idiot. I'm a girl.
That's an expression. We're all girls. I'm a girl, too. Girl power. Looking around nervously, hoping I pulled that off.
persuasion.
Nailed it.
Should I roll a charisma there?
Yeah, try that.
That's a critical. This is like best game ever.
And you ran from the monsters.
19.
Okay, alright, I understand. You're an idiot. It's fine. You didn't know these things, dwarves and girls and boys, and, you know, you're a lizard thing. I don't know. Anyways, so what do you want from me?
We would love to...
Hey, could you carve these rooms on this longboat, and then we can get out of your hair? We just saved your life, and, you know, easy peasy, pretty good trade-off.
And, like... A dozen of my fellow rune masters are still stuck in that cave, and we just doomed them to die.
Well, you're the one who Listen, you're the one who suggested the cave-in, friend.
Well, yeah, but...
The one who suggested the cave-in, friend.
Because I didn't want to let the things out, but I didn't want my friends to die.
Well, hey, listen. We're out here, you're alive, you know, we can all thank our lucky stars, but we saved your life. You would have certainly died in there had we not come along.
There's still people in there?
Yeah, not anymore. They're dead.
Half of us were killed in the first hour when we were in there.
And how many hours have you been in there?
6.
They're gone, girlfriend.
Yeah, we need a little quid pro quo here. Just saying.
I mean, obviously you've seen I'm quite powerful. We can... You know, this is a situation. It sucks for you guys. That's too bad. Maybe we can help, but, yeah, we're on a mission to get some some deep knowledge about these dope skills you got. They seem like they're really, I don't know, too cool for school, yeah, so I'm trying to relate to them.
Oh my god, you're so stupid. God, is everybody up the surface just a stum?
Yep.
I'm not from the surface.
Well, you sure talk like a stupid surface person.
Bogo leans in the party. Am I a stupid surface person?
Yeah, but don't tell them that.
Okay.
Look, where do you folks hail from? Where's your town? Underground?
I'm not telling you that. We came from a very far distance because this camp was no longer talking to us, so we wanted to find out why, and we came here and we found that monsters ate them.
Yep. Let's just call it a wash, and why don't you come on over to the rune boat and make us new runes, and we'll be out of your hair.
And then what? Then I gotta stay there forever? Are you guys gonna keep me captive?
No, we'll drop you off.
Where you wanna go?
Look, I've heard stories about what you do to young, attractive, dwarven females.
What do you do to young, attractive dwarven females? To take them out for a nice time in the town?
Take them to the boat so they can carve runes into it?
That's not what they tell us. No, that's how you lure us in. You try to appeal to our work ethic and our knowledge. And then we start working for you guys, and the next thing you know, you're grabbing us by our beards and taking...
Look, lady, one of my best friends was a dwarf.
Okay.
So we're cool. I've never won...
Okay, and one of my best friends and one of my parents was a lizard person. See, I can say anything, too.
Look, there could be a monster out here. There's plenty of monsters in there. You want to go somewhere safe? Cool your heels, have some drinks. You want to chill out?
Okay, but they've got axes and they'll cut your ankles off.
And I believe it.
No funny business.
Wouldn't dream of it.
Yeah, I mean, you got your two dude bros over with you, right?
They're my brothers, so they will fuck you up.
All right,
if you try anything.
We're not trying anything. All we need is your little bit of your help just to help us fix this boat, and then we'll be on our way. You won't have to deal with this or see us ever again.
That better be it. I fix your boat, you guys get the fuck out, and you leave us alone and we go away.
Yep, that's all we need. That's all we need.
Whatever you want, but we sure shit shouldn't stay here.
Duh, that's just stupid. Let's go.
Stupid indeed, am I right? This is where I come in, right? This is where I come in.
Duh. The fucking episode's over, you old geezer.
Now, I Galdap will plainly admit that most of those terrible stereotypes and old dwarves tales they've been telling that fine young bearded filly is, probably Galdap's fault. It's my wild days. Back in my youth, when I was wearing little leather jackets with studded shoulder pads.
Did you have a members only jacket?
I had a jacket for my member. I had to keep my Jimmy cool, you know what I'm saying?
or warm, depending on the temperature.
You and Billy Squire? You and Billy Squire out on the town?
Well, Billy Squire's my new pal. He's my cockroach pal. You know what I'm saying? Dog. Gnome saying? Right? With gnomes. You love gnomes, body gleaming.
I hate gnomes. The stinky, dirty gnomes.
What do you think the gnomes say about you?
I don't give two flying fucks what the gnomes say about me. Oh. One dagger to the face. They're dead.
Real trauma, body gleaming. Just like your old pal, Galdap. Ravager of dwarven beauties.
That is so gross. Stop it right now.
Hey, you want to get your beard braided? Honey, britches? Anyway, that's enough from Cool Guy Galdap. We'll see you next month on Dungeons and Doritos. You can imagine me flipping down my shades, or making the motion of flipping down my shades, because, old Galdap isn't as cool as he used to be.
Nah, shades just come down on your, just float down from the sky onto
that's
your face.
How it used to be. It isn't that way anymore.
Thug life.
Thug represent, G.
Yeah. Mm. Wizard Man represents.
Is that your gang?
Arcane words to your mother.
Now, hello, Black Pepper Jack here. I won't be telling you my hiding spot presently, but what I will tell you is that Dungeons and Doritos is presented by the Nerdy Show Network. If you like what you heard, please rate and review this program on iTunes, like and follow on SoundCloud and Audioboom, or subscribe and stream on Google Play. Dungeons and Doritos was performed by Cap Blackard, Colin Peterson, Lefty Lucy, and Rule Nudson. It was designed and mixed by Colin Peterson and edited by Logan Jenkins. The original score was composed and produced by Ryan McQuinn, Mike McQuinn, and Steve O'Bortz, and can be purchased at nerdyshow.bandcamp.com. As listener-supported entertainment, we rely on you to keep this and other shows on the Nerdy Show Network alive by telling a friend or funding the network via Patreon. Any size contribution gets you exclusive outtakes, episodes, and images from Dungeons & Doritos, and there's even more perks available. Just head to patreon.com/nerdyshow. You can also find a veritable hoard of Dungeons & Doritos merchandise like comic books, t-shirts, and dice bags at nerdyshow.com/store. Discover more Nerdy Show role-playing and audio dramas on our special feed for just that, Nerdy Show Theater. And be sure to follow the Nerdy Show Network on all your favorite social networks. If it's geeky, they've got it covered.